We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career.
I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in the gaming capital and, of course, over the South Point Streaming Network at YouTube. We welcome you to the show as we begin Belmont Festival Week at Saratoga. Yeah, we're upon it now, folks. Today is the first day of the big festival for the week that'll lead up to Saturday's Belmont Stakes. Got a lot to cover on the show. Want to remind everybody, if you're listening at our radio station, our anchor radio station here at Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, and all of our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android, and Google phone, with the apps that you can get, the YouTube app and, of course, the KSHP app as well for your devices, and anywhere you get your podcasting. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program covering the great sport of kings, Las Vegas style. We welcome you to the show. Well, we've got a lot to cover today, of course. It is the first day of the Belmont Festival. And today, Saratoga has six stakes races, one of them a jump, a steeplechase race, And, of course, those six stakes races will be all state-bred. It's state-bred, New York state-bred stakes race day at Saratoga, Belmont at Saratoga, of course. And we're going to have a preview of the Belmont Stakes. They drew the race. There are eight entered in the Belmont Stakes. Also, the Met Mile drew a field of five, but a very deep competitive five. And then the Woody Stevens has 11 in it, including Citizen Bull that'll go in that race. And the Manhattan, the big grade one on the turf, where Christophe Clement's son, Miguel Clement, now has three in that race of the nine in the Manhattan. Just some of the highlights of all of the entries they drew for the big weekend. Remember, today, six stakes races at Saratoga. Tomorrow, there will be four with one grade two and one grade three plus two others. On Friday, six stakes races that include four grade ones and two grade twos and one Breeders' Cup win in your in race among the grade ones. And of course, on Saturday, Belmont Stakes Day, we'll have eight stakes races, five grade ones, one grade two, two grade threes, and two Breeders' Cup winning your in races there. So we got a big, big week going on at Saratoga for the Belmont, of course, the Belmont Stakes Festival Week. All right, now I want to get started with just a few of the particulars for this week. First of all, they have the first post times, as Jonathan Hardoon said, is going to be different every day of the week. So as we look at the post times for Saratoga, today, these are all Pacific post times. Today is 9:40. Tomorrow will be 9:40 Pacific time. And then on Friday, it will be 8:40 Pacific time. And on Saturday, Belmont Stakes Day, 7:45 a.m. Pacific time. Those are the post times. As far as the pools are concerned, your ATM is going to be emptied out if you don't score early, because Friday and Saturday, there's a Friday to Saturday pools that include two-day all-dirt pick six, a two-day all-turf pick five, a three-day, two-day pick four, I should say, a two-day pick fours, and four special doubles to the Belmont Stakes. And on Saturday, of course, there'll be six pick fives among the pick fours, etc., at Saratoga. Well, we got to find out what the weather is like, don't we? So here's the deal. Today at Saratoga, 87 degrees, going to top off at 87 degrees. Said mostly sunny, hazy, the high at 87. The wind's south by 5 to 10 miles per hour. That's today. Tomorrow, Thursday, mostly sunny, 89 degrees. They're going to top off at Saratoga. That's pretty hot there. It's going to be sunny. You got a 16% chance of rain tomorrow sometime, okay? And the wind southwest 9 miles per hour. On Friday, this is where it starts to get a little bit tricky and hairy. Going to top off at 77 degrees. You got thunderstorms coming in the evening. It says PM thunderstorms, 52% chance of that, with the winds at northeast at 6 miles an hour. Belmont Stakes Saturday, weather prediction, and this is only a prediction. The weatherman and his predictions are just like handicappers. Sometimes he's hot, sometimes he's not. But here's what they have right now for Saturday, Belmont Stakes Day. Overnight, 58 degrees, going to top off at 72 degrees on Belmont Saturday with rain. 72% chance of rain at Saratoga on Belmont Stakes Day. And, of course, southeast wind 7 miles per hour. And it's going to continue through Sunday with the p.m. showers there. Sunday, it'll pass by. Now, let's just hope that either one of two things, the weatherman is wrong and or the weatherman is right, but there'll be a shift in the cloud cover that comes over Saratoga and it'll miss the racetrack. This is what we're hoping for, because we got one hell of a week of racing, but one hell of a day of racing coming up at Saratoga at Belmont. All right, here's how they will map out. This is the field and how they'll draw. This is the draw for the Belmont Stakes. Okay, number one is Hill Road, trained by Chad Brown, ridden by Irad Ortiz Jr. Hill Road will try to become the third winner of the Peter Pan Stakes since 2000 to become a Belmont winner. Number two is Sovereignty. Now, Sovereignty, of course, will try to become the first Kentucky Derby winner, excluding the Triple Crown winners, to get a Belmont victory since Thunder Gulch did it in 1995. Number three is Rodriguez, Bob Baffert, and Mike Smith. By the way, Sovereignty has Belmont and Junior Alvarado. Rodriguez, number three, returns from a two-month layoff following his victory in the Wood Memorial. You remember Bob Baffert, trainer, said that he had a quarter crack, but he's back now. Baffert has three victories in the Belmont Stakes, with the two Triple Crown winners, Justify and American Pharoah, and he also had Point Given win the Belmont in 2001. Number four is Uncaged. Luis Saez and Todd Pletcher team up there, sixth in the Peter Pan. Uncaged was the only non-winner of that prep race since 2000 to win the Belmont, and that was with Sir Winston. So he goes into the Peter Pan, defeated with sixth, but the last horse that was in the Peter Pan and was defeated but went on anyhow to win the Belmont was Sir Winston in 2000. All right, then number five is Crudo. Crudo, trained by Todd Pletcher, will be ridden by John Velasquez. Crudo could become the second horse this century to go from a victory in the Sir Barton on Preakness weekend. Remember, Sir Barton was one of the undercard three-year-old races on Preakness weekend, on Preakness Day, and goes on to win the Belmont. He'll join Saraba, who did it in 2002. Number six is Baeza, trained by John Sheriffs. The rider will be Fabian Pratt. Baeza, third-place finisher in the Run for the Roses. 13 horses this century ran in the Derby without winning and got a Belmont victory afterwards in their next start, including three in the last 4 years. Number seven is Journalism, trained by Mike McCarthy. Umberto Rispoli is the jockey there. Journalism, since 2000, four Preakness winners went on to win the Belmont Stakes. Of course, that includes the Triple Crown winners again, Justify and American Pharoah, along with a Fleet Alex in 2005 and Point Given in 2001, those who both also ran in the Kentucky Derby. And number eight is Heart of Honor, with Jamie Osborne, the trainer. Safi Osborne will be the rider. This is the family affair there. Heart of Honor was fifth in the Preakness in his first start in North America, off a second-place finish, if you remember, in the UAE Derby. And that is the field for the Belmont Stakes. Okay? Other news around the country. Got to tell you, the Paco Lopez had a big, big day on Sunday at Monmouth. Paco Lopez won six races Sunday at Monmouth Park. And we want to give just a salute to Perry Utz, the 71-year-old, he'll be 71 on July 7th, Perry Utz. But the 70-year-old Perry Utz on Saturday at Belterra Park won his 7,500th career win in the fourth race aboard Decree. He is the oldest jockey to win in North America. So congratulations to Perry Utz. He has ridden over 53,500 rides. Okay, well, we got all that settled, and now it's time to go to work with our handicappers. Jonathan Hardoon is standing by. Of course, we got Dwayne Colucci from the Rampart. This is Wednesday, after all. Rich Eng, John Leno, and Jerry J as well. And, of course, your racing menu comes up next. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas. By the way, Baeza on Monday at Saratoga had his final workout at Saratoga on the Oklahoma training track there at Saratoga. He went 48.96 seconds for the half and galloped out in 102.43 as well. So Baeza got his final workout in there in the Oklahoma training track at Saratoga. All right, time to get started with the racing menu for today. Reminding you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're here in Las Vegas, these will be the first post times that roll out in our race books. Otherwise, if you're anywhere else listening to us in many different time zones that we're in, just adjust from the Pacific time zone to your time zone. Adjust it, tweak it out so you don't miss anything like I miss mom and dad, okay? Don't want you to miss anything. So here we go with the racing menu for today. We begin with Belterra Park. Belterra Park has a first post time of 9:35, as well as Delaware Park. Delaware Park also has a first post time of 9:35. So those two will go at 9:35 this morning. After that, we got Saratoga, the Belmont Festival at Saratoga. Saratoga's first post time is 9:40 for their big racing card today. They have 10 races. The first race will be, of course, a steeplechase race. First post time, Saratoga, 9:40 today. Then we go to Churchill Downs. Churchill Downs has a first post time of 9:45. Churchill Downs has a pick six jackpot carryover, a goodie, too, $408,072 in the pick six jackpot carryover at Churchill Downs. And again, their first post time is set at 9:45. Following that will be Finger Lakes. Finger Lakes has a first post time of 10 a.m., 10 a.m. at Finger Lakes. Following that, we have Horseshoe Indianapolis. Horseshoe Indianapolis has a first post time of 11:10, 11:10 at Short Horseshoe Indianapolis. And Presque Isle Downs will wrap it up. Presque Isle Downs has their first post time at 12:30 today, 12:30 first post at Presque Isle. No late starts of any racetracks later in the evening today on this Wednesday. Time to go out to Jonathan Hardoon, who I think is telegraphing something to us. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
Let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
You have a tie on this morning, which is really throwing everybody out there.
A tie. That's the whole idea. We're throwing you all a curveball.
Yes, that's for sure. 10 races today at Saratoga. This is, of course, the New York State Bred Stakes race day. And we understand that you have one horse, a New York State Bred, that's in a stakes race today, and you're wearing a tie. Could that mean anything to us, Jonathan?
Probably. Well, I'll let you know at about 2:20 Eastern time, but let's keep our fingers crossed, Ralph.
And Jonathan, why don't you give us the race and the horse?
It's the fourth race. It's a mile and an eighth on the main track, and it's number one, Mama's Gold. So he's doing really well, and he's speed from the rail. And usually the track profile certainly favors speed, especially at a mile and an eighth. And it's an advantage breaking from the inside. All that being said, the horse is a little crazy in his head, and hopefully he's in the mood to run today.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Is that it? As far exactly. As the owner and the horse is concerned? All right. So you're going in the commentator. That's the fourth race on the card. Now, remember, the first race is the big steeplechase stakes race. But then the second race will be the Mike Lee for three-year-olds at 7 furlongs. And then the fourth race will be the next stakes race. That's the commentator at a mile and one-eighth for three-year-olds and up. That's where you go with Mama's Gold at the rail. The sixth race will be the Bowery, 7 furlongs for three-year-old fillies. The seventh race is the Kingston. This is on the Mellon Turf course at a mile and 16th. And that is for four-year-olds and up. The critical eye is the eighth race. That's a mile and an eighth on the main. Fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up. The ninth race is the Mount Vernon at a mile and 16th on the inner turf course for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up. Out of the 10 races today at Saratoga, you have six stakes races. Now, looking at these stakes races, I know a lot of times when you have state-bred races, sometimes there'll be a few races in the state-bred races in the categories they are, that the state-bred horse is like really dominant against other state-breds. But that's not the case today?
Not really. In the second race today, Ralph, the start of these stake races, the Mike Lee, you have a late scratch in there, number six, Moplex. Now, the Jeremiah Englehart barn, and I think it was the George Abreu barn, barn 85 on the back, across the street from the Oklahoma training track, there was an outbreak of, it's kind of like herpes. So all those horses are going to be forced to scratch. So it's really a shame for, because people that were pointed for this week here, you know, if they're stuck in either one of those barns, I don't think they're going to be allowed to run. And by the late scratches today, it looks like they took those horses out.
Okay. For the purposes of our listeners out there who are going to get started early today at Saratoga, if you have the late scratches, lay them on us.
I do. Scratches begin in the second race today. Take out the six, Moplex. Turn to the third race, which is a maiden race, 5.5 furlongs on the turf. You could take out two late scratches there. Take out the one and take out the three. Bodegas and Alpine Giant are out of the third.
Okay.
Fourth race is clean. Fifth race is clean. In the sixth race, scratch the one, Storm Changer. The one is out of the sixth. In the seventh race, take out the two, Shlomo. Take out the 11 and 12 as well. The eighth race, late scratch of the sixth, Landed. Landed is out of the eighth. The ninth is clean. And in the 10th and final, scratch the eight, Before the Wind. Scratch the 14, 15, and 16 as well. So the 13, Blue Pill, will draw in.
And it seems like out of the late scratches you just gave us, besides Moplex, who is 2-1 on the morning line, and the favorite in the second race in the Mike Lee, which will be the first flat race of the day and the first New York state bred stakes race of the day, the other big scratch on the day so far comes in the eighth race with number six, Landed, who is 3-1 and also a second favorite in the race to the even money favorite, Sterling Silver. So a couple of important scratches there already today at Saratoga. Got to ask you about stick your head out the window. How's the weather out there?
It's 70 and going up. It's getting hotter. I mean, the next 2 days are actually going to be the warmest days we've had so far up in Saratoga this year. Mm-hmm. The humidity isn't bad, so that's good. You know, the problem is when it's hot and humid, well, then especially on stake days when horses can't race with Lasix, so that could play, that could be a problem for horses that have bleeding problems. You certainly don't want to run in the hot and humid. But today, not so bad yet, but it's still early. It's only 10:30 here, I guess, so you still got 2 hours till things get underway.
And the conditions will be fast and firm, fast on the main and firm on the turf courses. And
yes,
I gave the weather forecast from the National Service. Your local weather people are kind of concurring?
Yeah, no rain at all today or tomorrow. You know, there's a chance, obviously, Friday. And if any day is going to be bad at this point, it looks like it's going to be Saturday.
Oh,
but listen, they ran the Derby in the slop. They ran the Preakness in the slop. So why not run the Belmont in the slop as well?
Well, looking at that Belmont field now, the way they drew it out, first impression?
I don't know, Ralph. They have eight horses, and you certainly could throw out three or four of them. They had a couple of late additions that, honestly, those horses probably don't belong. You have the big two or three. You have Baeza. You have Journalism. You have Sovereignty. Those are the big three. Rodriguez, you know, he has a shot of upsetting the apple cart because it's Baffert, it's Speed, and it's Saratoga. Other than that, I don't think really anyone else has quite a shot. I think it's probably going to be a better race to watch. I mean, it's a lot of excitement with Journalism making his third start out of the three big races. And it's going to be a showdown between Sovereignty and Journalism is what it looks like at this point. But again, Baeza could step up. Rodriguez could step up. And It's going to be a terrific race and a terrific day of racing.
You know, there's a lot of debate and a lot of conversation going on about, the Derby Preakness in Belmont, the time in between it, etc., and horses that skip the Preakness, getting ready for the Belmont, etc. But if you take a look at the statistics, the Derby to the Belmont, horses that have raced in the Derby and then went on to the Belmont, there are 82 horses in that category. And 13.4% won. So, that's the winning margin there as far as the Derby to Belmont. Derby and Preakness, 33 fall into that category, 12.1% were winners. The horses that have prepped in the Peter Pan, 31 of those in that category. And they have won 9.7% of the time. And the long layoff, 40 days or more, which constitutes, I guess, maybe the a horse or two in that race, one of the late entrants, 18 of those horses in that carry in that category, long layoffs, 5.6 horses, 5.6% won there. And horses who raced in the Preakness only and then went on to the Belmont, 26 are involved there, with no winners. So
remember, Ralph, you can really take those stats and throw them out the window, because this year it's a mile and a quarter as opposed to a mile and a half. And that really makes a difference. You know, if you ran in all three of these and now the third leg is a mile and a half, well, at the eighth pole or the 16th pole, that extra distance may finally kick in and have its effect on horses. So while all these stats are great, I don't think it applies that much this year as it did in the past.
Well, we're here just to provide information, and
you, yeah, I'm just
and no. We're here to provide the information. You're here to provide the opinion, and that's what.
Yeah. Your well, opinion. I gave you my opinion.
In any case, it's going to be an interesting race, and so is the Met Mile. I know there were only four entered in the Met Mile, and I
know that I think five.
I'm sorry, five were entered into the Met Mile, and I know that in that race. Usually Met Mile gets a lot more horses than just that, but it is a quality field of five. I mean, you got Fierceness from the rail, you got Wide Barrio breaking right outside of him. That indeed in itself would make it a great Met Mile. And then Castle Chaos, Just a Touch, and Raging Torrent round out the five. So, outside of Castle Chaos that was thrown in there by Bob Falcone Jr., Just a Touch is there for Brad Cox, and Raging Torrent, of course, is in the race from Doug O'Neill from Southern California.
Well, obviously, the two big guns, I mean, Fierceness and Wide Barrio, they're going to be the headliners, certainly, for that race. Unfortunately, it looks like a match race, and that's probably another great race to watch. You know, you have so many betting opportunities this week, and you didn't even get into all the different multi-day wagers they have, which I think is absolutely insane, to tell you the truth. They have 14 races on both Friday and Saturday. There's no reason to have you want to run one or two two-day bets, fine. But they got them, all over the place. I just think it's overkill. I think it's too much. Make it simple for the players. Let them enjoy the 2 days. And, you have plenty of betting opportunities. You don't have to look for the five-horse fields.
Well, we went over some of those two-day bets at the top of the show, and yes, you're right there. And this is not even taking into consideration all the pick fives, the pick fours, the pick threes, the rolling doubles, oven within itself on each singular day, and the pick six on each singular day. And, my goodness, don't forget there's a win, place, and show wagering as well.
Yeah, and then they have the all-turf pick three, the all-turf or the all-turf pick five, the pick six two-day. It's again, Ralph, sometimes less is more. And I think racing should really take a step back. You don't have to squeeze every single bet in that you could possibly get. It's, how much money do people have that they're going to will be willing to tie money up for 2 and 3 days? It's crazy.
Well, I think it's almost like the Amazon effect. You can either go to one store and see four or five different brands of a particular item you want. Then you can go to Amazon and you got four or five huge pages of multitudes of them all over the place. So it's kind of like that. It's kind of like, they're offering to you. You don't have to take them all, obviously, and they are offering them to you. So we'll wait and see how it all plays out. But it's going to be one hell of a week of racing.
Yeah, but the casual bettor that comes out on these big days, they're going to be totally lost with these multi-day wait. No one is going to bet them. Not you know, if you play it, you're probably a hardcore player, to be honest with you, unless you happen to have some strong opinions along the way. But I don't think people are really going to be that excited about it, to tell you the truth.
Well, we'll see. I know that the particular 2-day ones that go into the Belmont, and most of them wind up in the Belmont Stakes, that because of those big three horses in there might produce some nice handle, because you're going to take a stand. If you're going to do that 2-day, you're going to be searching out for the first day to get live, and then you're going to make your opinion. Your opinion will be the horse that you think is going to win to Belmont in the second half, and we'll wait and see about that. We got plenty of time to do that. Listen, I know you're getting ready. The limo is waiting outside for you to go to Saratoga. And
I don't need a limo, Ralph. I can't sleep or sit for the last 24 hours. I'll just walk over there. You've got to let some steam out along the way.
I was going to say, you'll be walking on clouds over there. You won't even hit the ground, will you?
Well, I hope I can walk back happy. So let's see what happens.
We wish you this. All the best of luck. We wish your horse and your rider get around there nice and safe no matter what. Just bring the horse back nice and safe in the
Amen.
In the Mike Lee. In the commentator. The commentator. Mike Lee is the first. The commentator is the one that you're on. Mama's Gold, the rail horse at 3-1 on the morning line. You are the second favorite in that race. Bank Frenzy is the horse by morning line standards that you have to beat at 7-5. All right, Jonathan, we'll take a selection or two from you, and we'll let you get out the door.
Well, Churchill's running today, so we're going to give everybody a price play in the 8th race today at Churchill, and I'm assuming the weather is fine there. This selection is for turf only. It comes in the 8th race, and I like a 10-1 shot in there. Number 4, Script, the 6-year-old gelding from the George Arnold barn. Edgar Morales aboard to ride. This horse goes back to sprinting on the turf today. He's run well in the past. 10-1 on the morning line. Number 4, Script, upsets and wins today's 8th race out of Churchill Downs.
All right. We hope he, keeps to the script that you gave him in the 8th race. Number 4, Script, Morales aboard at 10-1. That's in the 8th race at Churchill. But I know you got to have something at Saratoga.
We do. We're going to look at the 6th race today, the Bowery, a late scratch in there of number 1, Storm Changer. I like a horse in here, Ralph. I like the number 5 horse, Accelerating. This is a 3-year-old filly from the Steve Asmussen barn. This horse had 2 races as a 2-year-old, both of them at Saratoga, and she ran super in both of those races. She now makes a 3rd start this year. Jose Ortiz for Steve Asmussen, 5-1 on the morning line. Number 5, Accelerating, wins today's 6th race out at Saratoga.
All right, 6th race. 6th race at Saratoga, the Bowery Stakes, number 5, Accelerating, the 5 and the 6th. And, of course, we're all rooting for Mama's Gold, the 1 and the 4th for you. And you have full sheets for both Saratoga and Churchill at your website.
JONHARDOON.com.
Good luck, my man. Thank you.
Thank you, Ralphie. See you in the winner's circle.
All right, you got it. Wave to us, too. All right. Morning activities continue around the country, and we are going to take our next break. And when we come back, we still have our handicappers, Dwayne Colucci, Rich Eng, John Lindo, and Jerry J yet to go. So don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show,
every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
Right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners. And I loved the note you gave out about Perry Utes, because I remember when I started at Turfway Park in 1986, our leading trainers from the previous meet at Latonia were fellows named Steve Neff and Perry Utes. Steve Neff retired after a year to take a job as a baggage handler at Cincinnati Airport. And 50 years later, Perry Utes is still winning races. So how about that?
Well, now, the leading trainer was Perry Utes was the leading rider at the time, though, right?
Yeah, leading jockey, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't want people to think he went from training to riding. He's always been a jockey. But he's going to be 71 on July 7th. And you and I both have spent time with Perry when we were back there.
Oh, yeah.
And still riding winners. That's that makes me feel good.
Yeah, very, very nice, man. I remember over at Turfway and at River Downs, Ralph, he was one of the jockeys. Would always be giving his goggles away to little kids.
Yeah.
Very nice, man.
Yeah, he is. Well, taking a look at all the entries that have already been drawn for Saratoga this week in the Belmont Festival, it's going to be one hell of a week of racing. And, of course, today they'll highlight all the state breds, the New York breds with New York State Stakes races. And, of course, the Belmont will be on Saturday. Let's hope that the weather tries to hold up a little bit better than the forecasts have it. But in any case, the big three showed up, the top three finishers in the Kentucky Derby, Sovereignty, Journalism, and Baeza. And I know that you'll be doing extra work on Belmont Stakes Day for the Belmont Stakes Day card.
Yeah, I was working on it last night, Ralph, and up early this morning. And I tell you what, one race that really jumps off the page at me, and I know your listeners will look forward to handicapping it, is the Woody Stevens, 7 furlongs for three-year-olds. It drew 11. But I tell you what, Ralph, there's 11 horses with no throwouts. The favorite's 4-1. It's a fantastic horse race, and I can't wait to see that on the undercard of the Belmont Stakes.
Yeah, no question about that. That's going to be really, really good. And, of course, Bob Baffert has a horse in that race.
Two.
Yeah. Well, actually, yeah, the one horse that I was talking about, though, is Citizen Bull.
Yeah, and he's got Mattaquette Road in there, too.
Wonder, what'll be the tactics with those two?
Yeah, it'll be interesting because a lot of these horses are cutting back in distance, Ralph, you know, Chancellor McPatrick and some of the others. And, you know, they failed in some of their two-turn Kentucky Derby prep races, and now they're running in an elongated sprint. I would make a prediction that Citizen Bull is using this as a prep for the Haskell Stakes because Baffert always has a horse at Monmouth Park for the Haskell. To me, that would be the most logical spot for him.
Yeah, it is really an interesting race. You got Mattaquette Road, of course, will break from post two with John Velasquez. You got Citizen Bull breaking from the five post with his new rider, Mike Smith. And I guess the blinkers are going to be put back on there. And he's 5-1 on the morning line. But like you said, there's a lot of, I mean, even a horse like Patch Adams, you got to take a close look at. It's going to be a fantastic race, that's for sure.
Yep.
And you're doing all that extra work, and you'll have your full account of all of that on Saturday. They can get it at the racedaylasvegas.com website, right?
Yeah, I'll be done tonight, and it'll be available on the racedaylasvegas.com website, Ralph. $20, but it'll be about 7-8 pages of analysis. And I really take a deep dive into all the races and been very productive this spring so far.
All right, let's get started with a productive winner today.
Let's go to race number 5. It's
where?
At Saratoga.
Okay.
And it's a horse called Pay the Juice. August Dawn Stable is Bill Parcells. Chug McGahee trains his horse, and the two horse Pay the Juice gets Flavion Pratt. But Parcells loves doing races at Saratoga. I know they've been pointing for this spot, so let's go with Pay the Juice in the fifth.
All right. We hope he's got enough juice to get that done. In the fifth race, the two horse, the fifth race, Saratoga, number two, Pay the Juice. It is the anchor race in the early pick four and early pick five. Fifth race, the two horse. And Richie, we'll get you back to work, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, y'all. Good luck, everybody.
Now let's go out to the rampart. Mr. Dwayne Colucci standing by. Dwayne, good morning. Getting excited, buddy?
I'm stoked, Ralph. You know, I'm up bright and early studying all night. It's Saratoga.
Yeah, Saratoga. And boy, not only do they have the Belmont Stakes that would be oven within itself a centerpiece, but with all these other great races and the horsemen that are responding and running their key big horses in those races. I mean, any horse in the country, any big horse in the country that is in training right now and ready to run is at Saratoga this week to run.
Yeah, it's fabulous, Ralph. I mean, just what they are putting on from Wednesday through Sunday is just amazing for the game itself. And let's just hope the weather holds out, like you said earlier on the program, because the Belmont is stacked. Like you said, the Woody is stacked. The Met Mile is going to be a tremendous battle. You have White Abario there. I mean, it's just going to be a fabulous, fabulous festival. And I'm really looking forward to it. We're going to have it fired up on the video wall at the Rampart. You know, two-thirds of the video wall will be dedicated to horse racing this weekend. Mm-hmm. We love our patrons, and we just love it when Saratoga puts on a festival like this. There's Keeneland, Saratoga, you know, certain meets that just really hit home. And with Belmont Park being rebuilt, this is just fabulous for the game.
No question about that, and you guys always do something special out there on special days. We know that any horse players up in your part of the country, if they don't go to the Rampart and enjoy a day of racing with you guys, they're really missing something, that's for sure. Hey, you know, I know you're a handicapper, and I know you're looking ahead to Saturday, but I'll bet you took a peek at the races today at Saratoga.
Yeah, definitely. I got one at Churchill, and I got one at Saratoga. We'll start with Toga, the second race. I'm looking at Train the Trainer, Irad Ortiz, Rob Attriss. That's the five horse. This horse went from Mark Glatt to Rob Attriss. He ran in California very solid. Now he's facing State Breds once again after he crushed in his maiden victory. So definitely looking at that horse to start off my pick five this morning. And also at Churchill Downs in the second race, I'm looking at the master, David Jacobson. I mean, what a tremendous run from Durante over the weekend, and paid like $80. And he's just such a fabulous horseman. And my dad knows him from back in the old days when we lived in New York, grew up with him. You know, and just a fabulous family lineage of trainers there with the Jacobson family. And the number two horse, trained Play the Trumpet at Churchill today. You know, you're going to get 10 to 1. This horse hasn't run in a long time, so be careful. But the workouts are solid, and a few equipment changes, including the big one, first-time gelding here for Mr. Jacobson. And I think this horse with Adam Biskitza, 10 to 1, definitely could be a play. He's been doing some magical things as of late. And this horse, first-time Lasix, first-time gelding. Let's start off the pick four there at Churchill. Remember, Churchill is going to a five-day race week as well, which is so exciting. Yeah. We have action 5 days a week, which is very important. You know that, Ralph, especially for horse racing players, because Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Mondays are somewhat dead. Now you have Churchill Downs joining the group, and it's definitely excellent. So look for this horse to pop at a price.
Second race, number two, Play the Trumpet with that ultimate equipment change. I'm sure that will straighten out his intentions to put all that energy towards running. And so in the second race, the two horse at Churchill and Saratoga, the second race, you like the five, Train the Trainer. And of course, you obviously will have special things going on for horse players all week there with Saratoga's festival at the Rampart. You got to stop by there, folks. If you're up in that part of the country, the Rampart certainly is the place.
Yes, definitely, Ralph, and you're a huge part of it. Thank you for all the support. I will have my selections in the rack for the Belmont Stakes. Mm-hmm. Definitely looking at Baeza. You know, I have tons of respect for that horse. Crudo was an interesting, entry. He also coming off a huge win in the Sir Barton. Mm-hmm. We know Sovereignty is ready, and you also have the Chad Brown runner, Hill Road, who's improving each and every start. Usually the Peter Pan runner does some big things in the Belmont Stakes, so keep an eye on that long shot. But, yeah, my selections will be in the rack. $40 gets you one comp dollar that you could use at our fabulous facility. Uh-huh. We're remodeling all the restaurants. Mm-hmm. The hotel rooms are already remodeled.
Right.
JW Marriott, the Rampart Casino, just a fabulous, fabulous property. And come out and join us for the Belmont. We're going to be doing it right.
All right. Now, you, I think you lean towards Baeza as a pick in the Belmont.
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to stick with him. I mean, he's working so well, Ralph. I tell you, I like that 112 work.
Yeah.
He looks good. He's galloping around Toga. He'll be all right. Sheriff's knows what to do.
All right. We got you down for Baeza, and we will talk to you, of course, next week. Thanks a lot, Dwayne.
Thank you, Ralph. It's a pleasure always.
All right. You got it, my man. Okay. We can take our final break. When we come back, John and Jerry yet to come. Do not go away.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
Sports by the book.
Sports by the book.
Sports by the book.
Sports by the book, South Point Studio.
This is the best sports betting network.
I would argue it is a total mismatch.
There's value with underdog prices in series.
I would lean to the under here.
My numbers are saying I got to bet the Tigers.
Two-way action.
When in doubt, we juice that favorite, that extra nickel.
Sports by the book, South Point Studio.
Forget about it. The best.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right. You saw that commercial about Sports by the Book. Sports by the Book has a special guest today for the Belmont Stakes, and that is Eddie Olchek, that does a lot of work for the NBC telecast. Eddie Olchek is going to be on Sports by the Book this morning at 10 a.m., right where you're watching now. 10 a.m. Pacific time, and Eddie's going to give his thoughts about the Belmont Stakes to the guys there at the Sports by the Book. All right, and now let's go to Southern California, where John Lindo's standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. And by the way, Eddie is a good handicapper.
Yes, he is. It's going to be fun to see who he picks for the Belmont. That's on Sports by the Book. But, of course, we'll be looking ahead to there. You're a busy man because you are handicapping all week at Saratoga, it seems.
Yeah, we've got the Wednesday out today. We'll do it all the way through Sunday and keep going with Santa Anita as well. So, 10 races today, 10 tomorrow, 14 Friday, 14 Saturday. I don't know how many Sunday yet, but we'll get to it when we get there.
We might be in traction by Sunday. In any case.
Well, if I wasn't up to speed on New York, I am now.
I got to tell you one thing, though. You know, us horse players, and a lot of the times we're going through that, that dull period where anemic feels and cards that just don't appeal to us. We've got the energy ready to go for all week at Saratoga, that's for sure, including today. You have a lender report for today and the Saratoga races, all 10 races of them. And that's also selections, suggested late pick four, and all the goodie information. That's the Linda Report. Only place you can get it here in Las Vegas is right here at the South Point Racebook, free of charge, because they love horse players. And, John, taking a look at today at Saratoga, it'll be an interesting day of racing for the state breds.
It is. I mean, they've got five stakes races today. And remember, too, if you're there early and you want to play the early pick five, it does not start on race one.
No.
The first race today is a hurdle. So our first pick five is 2 through 6, and the first pick four is 3 through 6. You've got, you know, you got that extra time to get that pick five together.
I can tell you this, if you're watching horses jumping fences, and don't worry about it in the first race. After that, you can be concerned. But for the first race, it'll be fine. John, well, what do you have to selection for us today?
Let's go to race 9 today, Ralph. In the 9th race, number 5, Awesome Check, ran really well against Open Company over at Aqueduct last time. That was the prep because he's unbeaten at on the turf course at Saratoga. Drops in with New York Breds. Ought to get a good stocking trip in here. I just think the last race was a setup for this one. At 4-1 on the morning line, this is the one they want to win. So race number 9, horse number 5, Awesome Check at Saratoga.
All right, 9th race at Saratoga. That is the Mount Vernon Stakes. And then the 8th race, for all the reasons that John just stated, the 5 horse, Awesome Check, is his pick. The 5 in the 9th race today at Saratoga. Full Linda report, of course, available right now here at the South Point. Free of charge for all the races today at Saratoga. A final thought before I let you go about the Belmont Stakes.
Well, you know, I think the posts were pretty much irrelevant going the mile and a quarter. I was glad to see Crudo become a late entry into that field just because there's a little bit more speed now with Rodriguez, because when we first looked at that race, there was no speed in the race. So at least the pace ought to be fair in the Belmont Stakes because all the favorites are going to be coming from way out of it.
Well, we'll wait and see, that's for sure. And, of course, we'll get your pick and many more thoughts about the Belmont along the way throughout the week. But for today, it's the New York State Bred Stakes Race Day at Saratoga. Thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it, Ralph. Good luck today.
All right. Now we're going to Jerry Jackowitz, whose forte hits him right between the eye when you get to New York racing Saratoga now today. Jerry, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Ralph. I think you hit the nail on the head when you said, you know, the juices are flowing.
Yeah.
It's a little exciting. It's looking at the form is a little different.
Yeah.
It's all better.
Yeah, you know, we're going to get started with the state breds today. It looks like a very good competitive card for this opening day of the Belmont Racing Festival week, and it's just going to get better as the week moves along. Taking a look at Saratoga, any thoughts about when you handicap Saratoga any differently than you would any other racetrack?
Well, I try and keep an eye out for horses that, you know, have succeeded up at Saratoga in the past, put in good efforts. They didn't have to win, but, you know, have run well there. Sort of a little bit of a horse for course type of thing, which is typical of all tracks, but I think there it's a little bit more so. Maybe it has to do with altitude or, you know, vegetation. Some horses, you know, thrive under certain climates better than others because of allergies and different things. So if the horses has performed up at Saratoga in the past, that's a good sign. It's, you know.
Yeah, it's like they like the place.
Yeah.
Just like people do.
Sure.
Okay. Well, you get your power pages for today at Saratoga, and I would imagine you have a thought of a selection as well.
Yeah, I do. And just a quick comment. Nice to see John picking one of my star horses.
Yeah.
Good on him.
Okay.
Let's go to the second race. I mean, this looks like a nice spot for number 3, Prince Valiant from Pletcher's Barn. I think this colt is just faster than these and very well rested for this effort up here. And this is his first time over Saratoga, but Pletcher's had a pretty good record over the years at getting horses ready for Saratoga. So there's that. Mm-hmm. I think if you get, you know, 6-5 or better, you're okay here. So I'll take the 3 mm-hmm. over the 2-4-5, reverse 2-4-5 back over the 3. The 3 is our featured play. Note that the 6, Moplex, is scratched.
Yes. Okay, well, we got a Sirocco play here in the opener for the race day shows this week. In the second race, you like number 3, Prince Valiant. The 3 is your pick. Your link-ups are 2, 4, and 5. Dwayne Colucci came earlier and loves the five. So the Sirocco plays the 3-5-5-3 exacta box, but yours is the 3-over-2-4-5 and reversed, obviously. So we got something going right away in the first thoroughbred flat race of the Belmont Racing Festival. It's only just begun, folks. I can tell you that. And we continue to cruise along. Don't forget, Jerry J's Power Pages for all of Saratoga available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. And we're getting ready, rocking and rolling. One more thing to say, Jerry, go ahead and say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.